Yeah, that's when he was giving the niggas something to eat. Now when year V2, the government had given the niggas some vision, you understand, see? And he didn't know how to give the niggas nuts something to eat, you understand? And so he come from New Orleans, and he too in the overflow, and was steamboat freight to the bend, and landed at the Ursina store at the levee, and had unloaded right there for these niggas. Yes. Give it to him. Oh, man. Couldn't say nothing in the world.
You started to tell me about the instruments that were in this string band used to play for the dances at the cotton
picking. Yeah, well, he had the biggest violin and guitar, two guitars, and bass violin, and solo bass violin, and second lead violin. And the boy had a fife.
A fife?
Yes, had a fife. And they played those things, too, in their way they played them.
You can't think of any things they played, can you?
No, sir. But they played those things. They really played them. They done.
How did they learn to play those instruments?
Well, they had an old fellow there named Old Man Campbell. Man Campbell didn't know how to do that. Old Railroad Carpenter.
Old Railroad Carpenter?
No, he's a carpenter.
Oh.
Carpenter down on our home base there named Campbell. You know, his two boys and two four other boys had that string band, you understand, see? And the old boy, he'd be playing here all through the night. Wake up at night and be practicing, playing. We'd be going busy, you understand, but these boys be playing at his house, you know, by Campbell's house. And everybody enjoyed, you understand, but when he got there, if they have a big something, why they draw on the place there, why they send them to come over and play for him. They'd have a dance that night, you know, have a big time. Cotton picking, going like that.
It's too bad you can't remember those pieces, because
I can't think of those things. My answer was in brass band stuff, you know. My answer was in brass band stuff. See, I was like brass band. I played brass band myself.
What instruments did you have in the brass band?
Oh, I had them all. I had the two cornets, E flat, B flat, solo alto, first and second alto, two tenors, baritone, bass, and second bass. See, E flat bass, E flat bass. Two drums and fast cymbals. Mm-hmm. And we had a time to meet that. We had a time.
Did they have any homemade instruments when you were there? People who could blow a bottle or blow a pipe? Blow a pump pipe or blow a bottle and that sort of thing?
Oh, I had a fellow that was, I had a fellow that could blow a bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tune that bottle.
Play what?
You want to tune that bottle, that tune. I had a fellow that once could play they're a cane, they're a cane, make him a fight, they go with a cane. And they make notes like a man on a horn.
Make notes just like a man on a horn.
Yes, sir. He can make his fingers, that cane. He tried to mark a fellow playing a fight, you understand? He make one just out of cane. Mm-hmm. He play that thing, he'll play it. And juice hop, so he play a juice hop. A lot of us do those things because I have my mind on the music. I want to learn the music itself. And I learned it too. I really learned it.
So you weren't interested much in these homemade things?
No, sir. Because
you going to play your...
I played brass band. Yes, sir. Oh, and I play a thing now. I can play a fourth watch right now.
You can play which?
Fourth watch.
Fourth watch?
Yes, sir. Not guilty. I play right now. So I can do it. Of course, in my head, you understand. See, got the pound part of me, see? I played in two bands at home. A little boy down in Marshall had a band. A little boy. I knew that stuff down from them folks down there. I learned up here. Went to school and learned it. All come. I went there 1-2 years.
You did?
Yes, sir. Professor Burroughs, Professor down there. James Burroughs.
Professor Burroughs, yes.
Burroughs, Professor Burroughs.
Professor Burroughs is from Fisk.
Fisk Burroughs, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Fisk Burroughs, and I just, and Alcorn, first status in that book, then, in history. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who taught music to Alcorn then?
George Comfort? George Comfort. He's in Fort Gibson. He had a sister named Alfreda. She could play a horn, too. She's a baritone player. Mm-hmm. See, really play. Now, we had a big time in the camp, in the streets into dining hall and breakfast and stand. But they kind of marched in, you know, to make that signal come around and bring them to the dining hall. All the girls dressed in uniform, you understand, the brass band. Kiss probably to the dining hall. We had a big time. We leave from the dining hall, every fellow do his own classroom. Mm-hmm. It's a big time. Old man Burr's brother, he's a professor of mathematics. And another fellow there, he's a professor of agriculture. So that good was a mighty nice thing if you stood there, too.
Well, why did you stop school?
Well, my old father died. I come home. He died again. He got sick and died again. I had to come home, mother.
Did you farm here ever? Did you just work around in the town?
No, sir, I farmed 2 years after I married. Way I found some children, I found a little then. And I lost some way, I found the most sense. Mm-hmm. The necessary me farming, and but got children, raising children before they get out of danger. Got them up grown, I just let alone. Those children go out and look for themselves. And they got to be grown, you understand, see? And they were turning out loose by itself. And their mother was crazy about it.
Do you think that the songs that the colored people sang were better than the songs that the white people sang? Did you like the songs better? Did you like the way Negro people sang them better?
No, I tell you. Now, I'll tell you one thing. A white man can't sing a song like a nigger. Just can't do it. He got stuff in his head. He ain't look at stuff. I heard a nigger tell a white man once. He said, he asked him, what did you get out of this Saturday night thing? He said, what did you get out of it? I said, yeah. He said, man, you get that train to be a nigger one night. You get that train to be a nigger one night, you won't be a nigger bouncer days. He said, why? He said, get the best curriculum out of Saturday night job in the world. Run be a nigger Saturday night. I said, I got a poor thing. I hear somebody, what are you a nigger? Darn fool, you ought to be crazy. Worst thing in the world. Now, I'm sorry, my nigger. Sorry. I've been just like Master Jeff. Just like him. If I had been around all my, he had lived now, I know I'd be living. Never under heaven. I figure on someday, riding young Jeff well, send me a ticket over there. Go away where he is. I'm riding in the hunt this week or next week. I want some money. I have. I'm not riding. I need it. You know what I need? I might get some wood and get some coal for the winter, I'm saying, see? And I write him, he sent him. I need it. He never will tell me no when I ask him other things right. Some people ask a man for money for way, but he don't time for the money now. Of course, he got plenty of money. That's a mistake. That's because he said, I need coal for the winter, you understand, see? It's September now, it's fall, everybody getting coal, reckon. And wood. Wood, you get whole wood now from here. About 6 miles. Yeah, the road right there, you understand, see? That's why it's raining. It wouldn't cost more than it's worth, really. But I can get a load of cordwood, just the block wood, you understand? For about $4, you understand, see? Well, now, we should get rain and hard weather come, it cost me $10. See now? That's the idea. Because the coal won't cost them more than always cold, you know? You have a depot there. So I call it put in my yard here, you understand? About 3.5. And I'd be all right. But don't just go wait till the time get a hard rain. Because while you get wood out the woods to the gravel road, then you get the horse here, you know, 6 miles. That'd be long. I don't treat like he treats me. He's nice to me, I'm nice to him.
Are there any musicians around here now?
No, sir. All my class music, for the old days, they're all gone.
Are there any fiddlers or banjo players left in the country? It's hard to find a banjo player now.
No, sir, ain't none here. They started a little band at school there. We're at school then. And you know what I'm saying? I sat and hear them try to play a piece and pray to my Lord. I stood and looked and looked and listened and listened. Go down near the counter, stand there and listen. And I couldn't play a piece to save their life. They couldn't play a piece. And my band played a piece maybe every night. They practice 3 times a week. Practice Monday night, Thursday night, Wednesday night and Friday night. Every night they play a brand new piece. See, at the 2 o'clock, play a piece of music. But these young niggas now, they ain't right. They ain't got no room in their common sense. That's a fact. You hit this for hat rack. That's poor. That's just poor. I'm really glad I come in the old age, so I know things. Young people don't talk much. They don't know. You think you learn how to read and write and fool a check on somebody, then all you can do. Fool a check on somebody. Fool somebody, put them in jail. And there you go. Man, it's just common sense. True.
Well, you don't have any boys going through here now trying to fiddle or play a banjo. You don't run into them now.
No, sir. I hear a gang here. I'll be this morning or yesterday morning. I don't want to rule. I didn't get to go see. That's some old page, nigga. I don't want to hear it. See, if I didn't know music, I know near come get me about it. I play this along myself. See, I learned it. And he don't bother my head at all. I can play and hear music, but man, I play something high class, I can understand, I can hear it. Just go out there playing for bunkum. I don't like that. I don't like that. I know I'm poorly, but I know I'll raise. They raised me.
Did you say that your grandmother told you that Jefferson Davis had one eye?
One eye, yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, Marsh Jeff was riding my home place by to up the hurricane. One morning soon, right in the hurry, you understand? He's good in the hurry, all right? Right in the horse, saddle horse, black horse called Midnight. And a sunlight got in his eye. And he had taken his eye out. Come out towards that, when I was a little boy. So I didn't see much. Must have got two eyes. The nose, that's a glass eye. That must have got my grandmother, old slave time, old. My mom's mom. She's old, see? She's old.
How long did she live?
Come on, dear children. Come on. Died in 81.